ॐ श्री गुरु रं श्री रूपानुग्रहं रजरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं नित्यानन्दं नमस्तुभ्यं प्रेमानन्दप्रदायिने कलौकल्मषनाशाय श्रीजाह्नवापते नमः सङ्कर्षणकारणदशायै गर्भोदशायै च पयोदशायै शेषश्रेष्ठांसकालस नित्यानन्दाख्यरामशरणं नमस्तु श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतकलादर्श सदिगौरभक्तवृन्द Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my dandavat pranams onto the lotus feet of the manifestations of Sri Nityanand Prabhu, Tlal Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj and Tlal Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Vaman Goswami Maharaj and to our entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So if you think about any personality, you think of him in terms of Leelagat Vichar, Rasgat Vichar, and Tattagat Vichar. So, in our stage especially, Tattagat Vichar is very important. Because now we, rather than striving for Leelagat and Rasgat Vichar, Tattagat is very important as well. So we hear, Sarva Damodar Goswami in his Kadacha, he has written, that Sankarsana Kamitashayi, Garbhavadashayi, Chapayobdashayi, Sheshashashamsakalasa, Nityanandakya Rama Sharanam Mamastu. I offer my pranams onto Nityanand Prabhu, whose expansions are this Chaturviha, Sankarshan Anirudh Pradyumna Vasudev, whose first Vaibhav Prakash is Mool Sankarshan in Dwaraka, and then Mahasankarshan in Vaikuntha, then Mahavishnu, who lies on the Karnabdasai ocean, and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu lies on the Garbhodak ocean, and Shirodakshaya Vishnu lies on the Shirodak ocean. So our relationship is with which aspect of Vishnu? It's Paramatma. It's Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So this Shirodakshaya Vishnu is part of a part of a part of Nityananda Prabhu. And we are taught to be humble, to see everyone as a manifestation, to see Paramatma residing within everyone's heart. Because why? Because humility is in itself synonymous with Prem. Therefore, when you think of such humility to be synonymous with Prem, we see that Paramatma plays a very important part in it. So if you think of that, if you think of Nityananda Prabhu in terms of that Tattagat Vichar, then you see his position, his divinity, that he is felt in every aspect of creation as the Super Soul. He is the father of creation. He is the origin of all the Jivas, the Nityabaddha Jivas, the Nitya Mukta Jivas. And as Baladev, he arranges for everyone to serve Krishna. And here he arranges for all the conditioned souls to enjoy this material world. So in that way, we can look from that perspective. And we see also, in terms of Leelagat Vichar, that previously in Gurudev has mentioned, has stated in Ramchandra's Leelas, that how Sita Devi herself was very sad. Because she had doubted Lakshman on some occasions, on one occasion. Therefore, we see in the Sri Sampradaya, the Acharya is Ramanuja. She wanted Ramanuja, the younger brother of Ram, to be her Acharya, to be the Acharya of her Sampradaya. Because she was very sad, she had doubted her. And we see also in Ram's pastimes, Sita Devi is also performing austerities under this Ashok tree, Ashok Vatika. Why? Because it was on her order that Jay and Vijay had stopped the four Kumaras. So therefore, she said, Ravan and Kumbhakarna, it is my mistake that they've become like this. So she was performing austerities under this tree. So similarly, we see that Ramchandra's pastimes, they act as a precursor to Nityananda's pastimes. We see Lakshman, he was very sad at many times. Why? On one occasion, he doubted Bharat. He said, we must not let Bharat come here because he may take the kingdom away. On another occasion, as we know, Ramchandra, he wanted to put Sita, he wanted Lakshman to put Sita in the fire there, this Agni Pariksha. And Lakshman was very angry. And Ram said, he whispered into Lakshman's ears that for 5 minutes you obey my order because this is actually Chaya Sita, not the real Sita. He's bound to carry out Ram's order. So then he said, now I'm bound to appear as Ram's elder brother. And then he appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. Because then he is free to give prem to anyone. Or else again he is bound by the condition of Mahaprabhu. And so then therefore he appeared as the elder brother. And we see in Rasagat Vichar, we see Nityananda Prabhu, he serves in Shantaras also. But ultimately in Braj, Shantaras is not defined. It is present, but it is unmanifest. And he serves in Dasiras in so many ways, as Anantashesh, as the shoes, Paduka, the umbrella, the chamar, the whisk, the peacock feathered fan. And then in Sakiras, he's Baladev, one of the Sakhas. In Vatsalaras also, he has so much Vatsalya for Krishna. He takes Krishna on his lap, and then he feeds him with his own hands. And then in Madhuras, he's Ananga Manjari. So dear to Srimati Radhika and Krishna, that Srimati Radhika has given her own place to Ananga Manjari, and she sits by the side of Krishna, to his left. So in this way, in Rasagat, Leelagat, in Tattagat Vichar, Nityananda Prabhu is seen in many ways. And we see from his very childhood, we have heard from the Vaishnavas how he appeared, how he was from this Nepal, Maithili Brahmanas. You see, Raghupati Upadhyay, the brother of Vidyapati, was also from Nepal. Sarvam Bhattacharya also, before he became a great scholar, he was trained there in Mithiladesh, Mithilanchal in Nepal. He was trained so much that he became such a great scholar that the scholars of Nepal themselves had to steal whatever books Sarvam Bhattacharya had written, or else he would have surpassed them in their scholarly prowess. So this way, he appeared in that family, and as we know, the Vaishnavas, they have stored that such great jewels, formed that Harikatha that we listen, how Eka Chakra is a tarapit, how Sati's body was cut into many pieces, and Sudarshan Chakra, and how it became so wonderful. So those gems have been told by the Vaishnavas. So now we see that Nityananda Prabhu, from his very childhood, we see how he was. He was performing so many pastimes with his associates. Like one of his associates would be Hanuman, and to make Lakshman alive again, he'd go to one of these mountains where there was a Kalnemi demon. And the Kalnemi, he said, "Now I'm going to give you initiation." And he gave him Ram Nam. He was chanting Ram Ram. And then Hanuman defeated this crocodile and he came back. Hanuman said, "Now I'm giving you Guru Dakshina because you gave me Ram Nam." And he gave one kick to Kalnemi. Kalnemi, he died on the spot there. So Nityananda Prabhu would have all his associates perform these pastimes there. And especially we know how Lakshman became unconscious and how Nityananda Prabhu also became so much absorbed. So this is called Avishtata, absorption. Were these pastimes merely dramas? Gurudev says no. Actually, when these Sakhas would play the parts of Kalnemi, Meghanath, Ravan, is it possible for them to play these parts? Because these parts are very antagonistic. So how can the Sakhas play these parts? It is said Yogamaya herself manifested these demons there. Yogamaya herself, she manifested all these demons, and they were really taking part in Ramlila. Just as when the gopis were lifting Govardhan in separation from Krishna, and doing so many things which resembled Krishna's pastimes, Krishna himself appeared within the forms of the gopis. Similarly, Hanuman appeared within the form of one of Nityananda Prabhu's Sakhas. Sugriva appeared. They all appeared there. And Ramlila was taking place as it is. And this way he was performing so many Leelas there with all his associates. And we see also that there the deity of Bankarai also manifested. Bankarai, Banka means Krishna and Rai means Srimati Radhika. So this is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. It was actually Mahaprabhu himself. And there are very nice places near Ekachakra also, called Kundali Tala, where Nityananda Prabhu and Bankarai, they were going to visit their maternal grandfather. And there they were met by a big fearsome snake. And this snake said, "I devour anyone who comes here." Nityananda said, "Who are you?" "Oh, when Bhim was fighting with Bakasur, because Bakasur, he would eat so many buffaloes and one human every day. So that day was Bhim's turn. So Bhim, he anyhow killed Bakasur, but Arjuna was doubtful. So he released his Nagastra, this snake weapon, to kill that demon. But anyhow, since Bhim had already killed that demon, the Nagastra came back to Arjuna and said, "Now what am I to do? You released me." And Arjuna said, "Stay in one place and people will automatically come, and any animals that come, you can devour them." So therefore, that place became very fearsome for all the people there. But then when Nityananda Prabhu came, he placed a big stone there. And he said, took one of his earrings and he covered that place. And then he said, "No, stay here and people will always come and worship you." So that place is called Kundali Tala, near Ekachakra. And there also we see that Bankarai performed such wonderful pastimes that he would perform the work of 1,000 people. Why? Because Hadai Pandit was suffering so much in separation from Nityananda Prabhu that Bankarai took the place of his son. And he performed all the pastimes there. Why? Nityananda Prabhu, he was asked by this sadhu to to go on a pilgrimage with him, to assist him. And he went everywhere, all over India. And Pandrapur, he took initiation from Lakshmipati Tirtha. First, he initiated Lakshmipati Tirtha. He said, is this the mantra you want to give me? And Lakshmipati Tirtha said, yes. And then he spoke the same mantra back to Nityananda Prabhu. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he took initiation from Lakshmipati Tirtha and he went everywhere. He went to Gaya also. There he met Madhavendra Puri for the first time. He met Madhavendra Puri in South India, but he met him there in Gaya. Why? Because Madhvacharya, he has a mutt there called the Uttaradi mutt. It is called the Uttaradi mutt for a reason. Why? Because it belongs to North India. Because the South Indians were very orthodox. They said that the North Indians, while doing Archan Puja, they put their upper cloth on, their lower cloth on. Because in South India, they don't put their upper cloth on. They only put their lower cloth and they do Archan Puja. Even honoring Mahaprasad, they remove their upper cloth. So they say that the North Indians should be doing this. They're doing puja with full, all their clothes on, honoring Mahaprasad with all their clothes on. This is not proper. So therefore, they did not give sannyas to Madhavendra Puri. But anyhow, Madhavendra Puri, it is said, just by following the 11th canto of the Bhagavad, he took sannyas by himself, Gurudev said. Just like how Ramanujacharya took, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur took. Also in some places, Gurudev said, he may have taken sannyas from another person called Vishnu Puri. But anyhow, the main point is, Madhavendra Puri, he was the sprout of this tree of prem. And Nityananda Prabhu, he met him there. And he served him there. And he was so happy. He saw Madhavendra Puri as his Siksha Guru. Why? Because he was his elder godbrother. So elder godbrother is like a Siksha Guru for him. So he accepted him in that way. And then Nityananda Prabhu went everywhere, all over India, preaching. And then he went all over Braj. And then he went to Jagannath Puri also, where he had darshan of Chaturviha. Why is it called Chaturviha? Because actually there Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudh, Vasudev were present as Jagannath. Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath as Krishna because he was in the mood of Srimati Radhika. But actually Vasudev Nandan Krishna is there and Sankarshan are there. So he saw the entire place as Chaturviha. And then when he went to Vrindavan, he was reminded of every place of Krishna's leelas. And there he was told that your Krishna has appeared in Navadvip. And when he went to Navadvip, as we know, he hid in Nandanacharya Bhavan. And there Mahaprabhu, while he was doing Kirtan in Srivast Thakur's Angan, he felt very restless. He said, today a great Mahabhagavat has come. Srivas, Haridas, go look for him. But they couldn't find him. And when Mahaprabhu himself went, Nityananda Prabhu exhibited such symptoms of ecstasy that Mahaprabhu also did not manifest such symptoms. And then when Srivas Thakur chanted this verse, this Bharapidam Natavrapu Karanayo Karnikaram, then Nityananda Prabhu came to his senses. And then, as we know, their leelas began. So to keep it short, anyhow, some leelas of Nityananda Prabhu are like, we see that Mahaprabhu asked Srivas that, oh, you're feeding Nityananda Prabhu by your own hands. He cannot eat by himself. Nityananda has no caste, no creed. Why are you keeping him inside your house? You're a respectable Brahmana. Srivas said, even if Nityananda goes to a Yavanese house, Yavan is like a Muslim, Yavan is a female Muslim. Even if he goes to a Yavanese house, still, he'll always be my lord. And this is the truth, this is the truth, this is the truth. He mentioned that three times. He said, even if he goes to a drunkard's house, he's always my authority. And as we know how Mahaprabhu himself, he ripped the kaupin of Nityananda Prabhu and then he told all the devotees to wear it as a kavacha around their necks, because some people, they doubted, like we heard just now, that Mahaprabhu is God but not Nityananda Prabhu, because he left, he came back to Gaur Mandal, he married two times again. So how is he an authority? But Mahaprabhu said Nityananda is Nityananda, like how he said Rai Ramananda is Rai Ramananda. For him, a piece of wood and a woman, they're non-different. Similarly, for Nityananda Prabhu, he's a Paramahamsa. He's an Avadhut. Avadhut Shiromani. Nothing can compare to his behavior. His behavior is in itself the edict of the Shastras, the principles of the Shastras. So this way, Mahaprabhu, he had so many wonderful leelas there, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu would roam naked. Mahaprabhu would cover himself, would cover him with his own chadar and say, Nityananda, what are you doing, Nitai? And Nityananda Prabhu, sometimes he'd take 3-4 rasgullas from Sachimata and he'd throw it outside. And Sachimata would say, what are you doing? I'm giving you so much love and you're throwing these rasgullas out. And then when she'd come back, she'd see the rasgullas were in the boga plate again. Why? Because Nityananda, the form of Baladev, Krishna and Baladev were the worshipable deities of Sachidevi. So he himself was accepting in that form. Sometimes Sachidevi would see Nitai and Gaur quarreling with Krishna and Balram, where Krishna and Balram would say, this is our age. And Nitai Gaur would say, no, this is our age. Like how Gurudev and Trikram Goswami Maharaj would quarrel at times. Like one devotee, when he was giving his Pushpanjali, he said once he was in Chunchuda. And there, Trikram Maharaj, he had him serve all the cows. all the cows and all these things. So when Gurudev went there, he told Trikram Maharaj that this young boy should be reading all the scriptures. He should also be serving the cows, but he should also be reading all the scriptures. Why are you only making him like serve the cows? And Trikram Maharaj said, oh, you want to be a gopi, but you don't want to do what a gopi does. Like make cow dung patties and milk the cows. You know why you're speaking this way? Because you're a Brahmin, Trikram Maharaj told Gurudev. And Gurudev said, you're speaking this way because you're from this cowherd family. But you must know that Krishna and Baladev, they were previously cowherds in the previous yuga. But now they've appeared as Brahmins, as Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu also that quarrel with Krishna and Baladev, saying this was your previous age, but now this is our age. Now we have appeared in this family. And now we are the authorities of this age. So they have such wonderful exchanges. And as we know, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he left the entire Godamandal in an ocean of separation, whom did he send back? Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was the one who gave life to all the sadhaks. Therefore, any aspect of Mahaprabhu that we have come to know is only by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahakavya, Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak. Like, it was written by who? Kavikarnapur Goswami. Whose son was he? Shivananda Sen's son. Shivananda Sen was kicked by Nityananda Prabhu, like we heard in the morning. But still, just see, his son wrote everything about Mahaprabhu. So any aspect we know is only of Mahaprabhu is only by Nityananda Prabhu's grace. Therefore, how should we worship Mahaprabhu? Through Nityananda Prabhu. And how do we worship Nityananda Prabhu? His Akhanda Guru Tattva, to Sri Guru, through the Vaishnavas. So my prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu on this most auspicious tithi is that anyhow we try to be steadfast in our worship of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, who are his manifestations, who we can perceive in front of us and at every aspect of our existence. Unchakalpaturu vishya kripasam devcha danam panibhyo vishnabhyo namo namah.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्दस्य द्वैतगदाधर शिव श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 राम. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishmad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj. Likewise to Arupa Anuga Guru Varga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So once again, this very auspicious day has come. Every year it's coming, giving opportunity for all of us that really, truly, Lord Nityananda can appear in our hearts. So for those who have yet, how many times we're celebrating this day and still Lord Nityananda has not appeared, then now another chance has come. Truly we can pray that really may this day be truly be his appearance day, that really he can appear in our hearts. And so this day is there giving us chance, and this day we can glorify him, hear about his glories. It has been glorified that just even hearing once the name of Nitai, then all the unlimited sins and unlimited lifetimes, immediately they go away. That's just actually just a side effect. Because we know what is the real gift of Nitai. So anyhow, we try to glorify Lord Nityananda today. We pray pancha tattvat makam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyam namami bhakta shaktikam. Krishna is one. His very atma comes in five features. What is that? Oh, as bhakta rup, you know, it's Mahaprabhu. Bhakta swarup, Lord Nityananda. Then bhakta avatar, Lord Nityananda. The bhakta shakti, bhakta avatar, gadadhar, Advaita Acharya, bhakta shakti, that's Gadadhar, and Bhakta, that is Shrivas, and all the other devotees under Shrivas. So these five features. I used to wonder, what does it mean, Bhakta Rup and Bhakta Swarup? How is Mahaprabhu Bhakta Roop and Lord Nityananda is Bhakta Swaroop? So then, here we can somehow understand the meaning if we begin to appreciate Baladev Tattva. When we talk about Mahaprabhu and Nitai, we're not talking about some avatar that's coming. There's so many avatars of Bhagavan. But when we talk about Gaur and Nitai, they are the avatars themselves, Sri Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. And Mahaprabhu we know is Krishna, and Nitai is Baladev. So when we talk about Baladev, we can, our Guru Varga, by their mercy, actually by our own, we cannot understand this. Even if it's explained, still because of our material mind being subject to the conceptions of time, we cannot understand fully this. But it has been explained that, Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has his Swayam Roop, his original form. That's Krishna with Radharani, very sweet, with four Madhuris. And this Swayam Roop has his first manifestation, the Swayam Prakash. Baladev is one example of this Swayam Prakash. Actually, there's two kinds of Swayam Prakash. One is exactly the same looking as Krishna, and one is have some difference, little difference in appearance and the mood especially. So like when Krishna danced with so many gopis, then all these different expansions of Krishna looking the same as him, actually none different. They are his Swayam Prakash, the Swayam Prakash of that Swayam Roop. That is actually called the Prabhav Prakash. But there is a Vaibhav Prakash, which is another type of Swayam Prakash. And that is, some difference is there. And what is that? Baladev Prabhu. Baladev, he looks a little different, his complexion is different, and his mood is different. What is his mood? His mood is always, I am servant. Krishna is always in the mood, I am savior, I am to be served, I am the enjoyer. And Baladev is, I am the enjoyed, I am the sevak. He has this abhiman. So this is Baladev Tattva. So in all aspects of Bhagavan's leelas and pastimes, he's always there. From the original dham, which is just purely madhurya, like pure sweetness, then he's there as Baladev Prabhu. And how he's serving? He manifests all the parashads, all the dham and everything actually. And that is why he's considered as the adhara, the predominating, or the container, the predominating deity of Sandini potency, the existence potency. If not for him, like there's no existence. Really. All that existence coming from Baladev. So why I'm mentioning this? Of course, there's a very big discussion on this. But I go straight to when we talk about Lord Nityananda as Swayam, as the Bhakta Swarup, then we can compare. Mahaprabhu, he has come as a devotee. But really, he's only as a form of a devotee. He's a Roop. His Roop is only as a devotee. Why? Because his very Swaroop is there to enjoy. He has come to enjoy the mood of Srimati Radharani. He has seen, my devotees are enjoying so much, loving me. I want to taste that enjoyment also. And so he came as Mahaprabhu. So even his coming as a devotee is for his enjoyment. So that's why he's only there as a Roop. But Lord Nityananda, his very Swaroop is to serve. So that's why his very Swaroop is Bhakta. And so we can see how he's serving Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is considered the most magnanimous, but Nitai giving like all the facilities and opportunities, so Mahaprabhu will be glorified as that magnanimous personality. So we can see so many pastimes, Jagai Madai. Now look, Maharaji has just mentioned about Krishnadas Kaviraj. Krishnadas Kaviraj, when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he said, only because of Lord Nityananda, now I have been given a place in Vrindavan. I have entrance to Vrindavan. And now I have relationship with, who are the Ishtadevs of the Gaudiyas? Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath. So in the same way, we want to be like bona fide Gaudiyas. So then by mercy of Lord Nityananda, actually we can become like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. His last disciple of Lord Nityananda is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was not there at the very early pastimes of Mahaprabhu. He was born later on after Mahaprabhu already finished all his like Sankirtan in Navadvip. And then actually Mahaprabhu left, and that time he became initiated by Lord Nityananda. So he was not actually like a witness to many of these pastimes. But how he's writing this very nice book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, where we can see all these very wonderful leelas of Mahaprabhu, only by mercy of Nitai. Our Lord, our Srila Gurudev always giving us an inspiration that in our life we should become like Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is foremost Rupanuga. He's always given that example. But we can see Raghunath Das Goswami always giving this example in his life. Of course, this is only a leela. We know the position of Raghunath Das Goswami. His Rati Manjari is very high of personality. But in his leela, we know that for long time, he wanted to be with Mahaprabhu. But then, only after he approached Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda engaged him in service to the Vaishnavas, then after that, Lord Nityananda blessed him that from now on, then very easily you can go with Mahaprabhu. At that time, that night, when Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami met in Panihati, Lord Raghunath Das Goswami, he actually prayed to Nitai. He said, "I'm like a dwarf and I'm trying to catch the moon." And so he said, "Oh, be merciful to me." So actually Lord Nityananda immediately, he said, "Don't worry, very soon you can go to Mahaprabhu." And he all asked all the associates of Mahaprabhu, "Bless this boy. He is like from a very rich family, more than Indra. He has a very beautiful wife. He's not interested in all these things. He just wants to become a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So also our Jiva Goswami. Our Jiva Goswami, we know Lord Nityananda has welcomed him in Navadvip. And not only given him entrance to Navadvip, but showed him all the pastime places of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then after that, blessing him to come to Vrindavan. And here in Vrindavan, be in the association of the other Goswamis, like Rupa Sanatan. So here we can see so much of, especially in our case, where these personalities are our like role model, then we can see how Lord Nityananda is like primary personality who is giving all this like mercy. Lord Nityananda, he is the Sandini potency, the existence potency. You know, the Shaktiman are inseparable. We know that. Shakti, Shaktimator, Abhed. The only way you can have understanding of Shaktiman really is through by the Shakti. So when we say Krishna is Satchit Ananda, that's because of the function of Shakti. What is Sandini, Samvit, Ladini? And then you can see Sandini meaning eternal, Samvit meaning pure, full of knowledge, and Ananda means happiness. So it is said that Baladev, who is Lord Nityananda himself, he is the predominating deity of this Sandini Shakti, the existence potency. So right now, in real sense, we don't really even really have our real existence yet. Now we're in this material world, and this is temporary existence. If we want our real existence, which is in that eternal world, then we have to get mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, from the very beginning of his life, he's coming here. Today is appearance day. Then he's teaching us spiritual life is very simple. No need all this like too much austerities and tapasya, all this like charity and you know like all these very difficult processes. It's very simple. He said, this is full of happiness also. And what is that? Oh, just be absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. And so from the very beginning, then he's showing, he's engaging all the little kids, only performing dramas of pastimes of Krishna, that the whole village, they become absorbed in the pastimes of Radha Krishna. When we know Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But look, during the time of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu really has, he's also preaching. He went to South India and some other places. But who really is doing so much of the preaching work? Gurudev said, Mahaprabhu has no time. He's just mad and he would jump in the ocean in Puri like this. He has no time. That's why he asking the Goswamis to write all these books. But then he sent Lord Nityananda to go to Bengal and start preaching. When Lord Nityananda was staying with him in Puri, and he told Lord Nityananda, don't just stay here and become like me. Otherwise, what are we here for? Go to Bengal and start preaching. And so then when he started preaching, then he's showing, oh, this process is very simple. Just be absorbed. And so when they went to Bengal, then we know the pastime. They don't even know where to go because they're just absorbed. They go like 80 kilometers, and then they already passed the turn. And they said, where is the Ganga? Where should we go? Oh, that's already way back. Sometimes I'm just reminded when we do our kirtan, we go front and come back and front, forward and back. And said, oh, it's like, oh, this is like Lord Nityananda's time. They're doing kirtan and they forget their way. So then they come back again and going forward again like this. So, and he said the first place Lord Nityananda did his preaching, that's in Panihati. For 3 months, nobody eating, nobody sleeping. They're just doing kirtan. Little kids, what's happening? Oh, they would climb up the tree and they would jump. Nobody will be hurt. And sometimes they go so mad, even the trees become liberated because they would uproot the trees like this. So, and they're just mad in kirtan. So Lord Nityananda is described like, he's like madman, you know, like someone drunk. And he doesn't discriminate. He just knows this is very great nectar I have. Then he forcing everyone, take this, take this. He goes to like low caste people, like the high class Brahmins, and they would criticize Lord Nityananda. What is he doing? Why is he staying with all these people, like low class people? This is how merciful Lord Nitai. And so Lord Nityananda, this is Kali Yuga, we know. In Kali Yuga, you're doing all these things, like many devotees, they get criticized. But this is also mercy of Lord Nityananda. Those who criticize him, also they have fame, like Jagai Madai. So, but look, one time Lord Chaitanya, he had one classmate in Navadvip. He visited Lord Mahaprabhu in Puri. And he tried to report to Mahaprabhu what happened to Nitai. Oh, Nitai got married. Oh, he's doing this. And like all this, you know, like criticism of Nitai. And then Mahaprabhu became very grave and warned this devotee. He said, Nitai, because he's criticizing also, look at Nitai. He's got all these ornaments all over his body and like this. And Mahaprabhu telling, all the body parts of Nitai is angas of bhakti, like this. And he said, he remains worshipable to me. Yeah, he said, even Brahma, he had all this. Mahaprabhu actually told the story of those sons of Brahma who committed aparad to Brahma because they smiled when Brahma chased his daughter, you know. And so then they had to take birth and die. So he was warning this Brahmin, don't criticize Nitai. Like everything he does is only for my service. And what he does really is he makes everyone absorbed in mood of Braj. So what happened when Lord Nityananda returned from Bengal, one time he returned from Bengal, then Mahaprabhu met him. And he said when they met, Nitai and Mahaprabhu, they actually became unconscious. Then Mahaprabhu became conscious first. He circumambulated Nitai. I said, while he's circumambulating Nitai, he was chanting this verse. We're telling that whatever Nitai do, even if he goes in a wine shop, even if he holds hand in hand with some Muslim girl like this, he will remain worshipable by the highest personalities like Lord Brahma. And he will always be my worshipable. Mahaprabhu is telling like this. So this is our Lord Nityananda. He's only asking very simple thing for all of us. Like today is his appearance day. How do we please Nitai? So then we know Nitai said, Bhaja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Laha Goranga, Gorangera Namre. Jai Janan Goranga, Bhaje Sei Amar Pranare. Lord Nityananda, like we sing this, you know, like worship Goranga. Speak about Goranga, speak his name, and take Goranga. He said, Whoever worships Gauranga, they will become my life and soul, my pran. Like this. So, very simple thing Lord Nityananda asked. And why is that? Because he knows if you get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, if you take Mahaprabhu, then this very great gift. You know, when Lord Nityananda was doing his kirtan in Panihati, directly Vrindavan Das Thakur said that at that time, Lord Nityananda was distributing that love of the gopis that is described in the Bhagavatam. Directly he says like that. So sometimes they said, oh, Lord Nityananda cannot give gopi prem. Like this. Lord Nityananda was serving as Baladev Shakti, Ananga Manjari is also serving in the Kunja. We know that. So Lord Nityananda, by his mercy, like Narottam Das Thakur, without mercy of Nitai, Radha Krishna Paitinai. You cannot attain Radha and Krishna. So therefore, today on his appearance day, we pray unto the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. He is Akanda Guru Tattva. One time, we asked Gurudev, what is meaning of Akanda Guru Tattva? Akanda meaning undivided, complete, cannot be cut. So Gurudev said, meaning all the gurus in this world or all the principles of guru, if they come together as one principle, that is Lord Nityananda, that is Baladev Prabhu. Like this. So, and really what does that mean? It means he is teaching the conditioned jivas how to serve, how to become devotee. So today on his appearance day, we pray that truly Lord Nityananda can appear in our hearts and make this heart like a field, so that because he's Sandini potency, like predominant deity of Sandini potency. With this Sandini potency, then Samvit, Krishna, and Ladini, Radharani, then they can come. So this is the mercy of Guru, the mercy of the Vaishnavas. They're all representatives of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So today, we pray unto their lotus feet, and pray unto the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Vancha, kalpataru, vyashtra, kripa, sindhu, vaivacha, patitanam, pavanivyo, vaishnava.
Om Vajyanatimiranthishya Gananyana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruvesya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Namaha Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattise Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaye Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jayate Vighnanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Saparshad Gaur Hari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jai Nityananda Prabhu Subhaviri Bhav Titi Mama Sab Ki Jai Jai Ek Chakra Dham Ki Jai Hadai Pandit Padmavati Devi Ki Jai Jai Saparikar Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jai Giriraj Govardhan Jiu Ki Jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiu Ki Jai Brajamandal Dham Ki Jai Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Brajeshwari Madheshwari Praneshwari Srimati Radharani Ki Jai Brajdevi Gan Ki Jai Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Pramanandi. Today is Anitana Prabhu's appears day. Before Mahaprabhu, then Nityananda Prabhu is king. Like Baldev Prabhu, before Krishna, Baldev Prabhu came. So now, today, is hearing this Nityananda Prabhu, some glories and remembering. Every day, remembering, therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur writing, Ajanu lambita bhujo kanaka batado sankirtanaika pitaro kamalayataksho vishambharo dijabaro jugadharma palo bande jagatpriya karo karunayavataro avatirno sakaranno parichinno sadishwaro bande sri krishna chaitanya nityanando dau bhrataro bhaje. So here telling Nityananda and Mahaprabhu, two brothers, this Kali Yuga, they are both are affairs. How? Sun and moon like. Sun is heating, moon is cooling. Then who is sun, who is moon? This Gaurchandra and Nitai. Nitai Chandra also. Not really Nitai more, sun. But telling no, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Suritala. Not one moon. Thousand color moons, more than others, cooling Nityananda Prabhu, and he is giving shelter everybody. Mahaprabhu possible, anybody rejecting, but Nitai never rejecting anybody. So now, how is helping the jiva, living entities, Kali Yuga, that things, the everybody is hearing. This Padmavati Devi Halai Ujha, they are from Mithilapuri. They are worshipping Lord Sudarshan. Sudarshan is Sevak, and his mercy, then he is giving Sudarshan, not Kudarshan. Anybody has idea? What? All time is Kali Yuga Jivas? Doubt. Everybody's, everything's for. But Sudarshan mercy, then no more doubt. Clean, clearance, and no more going wrong way. And watching, looking, and you following, everything will be clean and clear. So now, Padmavati Devi and Halai Pandit, the long time worshipping this Sudarshan. Sudarshan is mercifully giving them place. No more in Mithila. You go where? This Dham, Ekchakra. But there is Raladesh, dry, desert, only stone, hills, nothing there. No village, no town, nothing. Telling, you go there, possible there is tapasya, aradhana. Otherwise, all joyful places, everything is, all facilities, everything is there, they are not possible sadhana. You go. Then Pandit and both are, they came by Sudarshan mercy. He say, I am there is present. How you present? Then telling, he is saying, sometime contaminate, then also by Lord mercy, all tirthas came and doing abhishek, cleaning me, purifying me. So this Nityananda Dham, Ek Chakra, you not going, there is Padmavati Kunda. After name Padmavati Kunda, but before is Sudarshan Kunda. This Sudarshan, he is saying, I am contaminated some by caste is Lord Shiva, he is giving me, then I am suffering. Why? Lord Vishnu gave me order, you cutting this Sati's body. Shiva is leaving Sati's body, then she was carrying in soldiers and or running, dancing. He forget everything. He is like mad. Then Vishnu's order by Sudarshan is cutting one piece, 52 pieces cutting and throwing. Then Shiva looking, where gone my Sati's body? Very angry. Who is behind cutting? Looking Sudarshan, giving cards. Huh? You are cutting this Sati's body? Huh? I give you cards. Then how remove? After Shiva's forehead is Ganga. Huh? And he is pleasing Shiva. Then Ganga Devi came, but not cleaning, purifying. Then Jamuna Devi came. Jamuna Devi came north to south, but she comes south to north. This flow is all time coming south to north. Jamuna Devi. There Jamuna Devi came. Ganga Devi came. All holy river, holy tirtha came. And doing abhishek, Sudarshan. And Sudarshan clean. Then telling Halai Pandit, this Kali Yuga, that place is Nitai Dham, Nityananda Dham, Chidananda Dham. Therefore, Ananda Kanda, Nitai Chandra. Ananda Kanda, root of Ananda, only Nityananda. Where? You go to these places. You first will be clean, then you looking Sachidananda. Who is Sachidananda? Who is Nityananda? Where? Kali Yuga, all places contaminated. No possible cleaning. Dham going, Dham has many, many other types of people. And all are problems there. But Nityananda Dham, complete clean and pure in Kali Yuga, not possible. Anybody there is disturbing. Now, Padmavati Devi Halai Pandit came, looking really desert place, nothing there, only one kunda, lake. Water there. There is bank of this Padmavati Kunda lake. They staying, no straw hut also, no tree also, no grass, nothing. They drinking this water, bathing this water, and doing one night, two night, three night is they are staying, automatic looking Sudarshan by mercy, glaze and blaze come. Oh, one big power like is they come and then enter Padmavati Devi's bodies. Pandit telling, oh, very good and auspicious day. By Sudarshan mercy, Sudarshan power is tej is come, our near, protecting us. No problem. At a time, looking, desert place, now they are raining. Trees, plants, all growing. Many people came, cowards, families. Many other Brahmin, other caste came. All people is now making house and room. They are staying. Jamuna Devi flowing there and Kunda and Halai Pandit, Padmavati Devi with is staying. All are worshipping them like same God. Why? Before they are nothing. Now, sometime after, this Maghi Shukla Tridashi today, he appears. He appears, then what happened? Oh, like Krishna later time, Krishna, all kids with this, collecting, all are is following him. Now, small baby to elder, senior, junior, young, old, everybody following Nitai. And coming Darshan, and why? Nitai, looking this Kali Yuga, the Jiva's nature is very low. Jiva's, I am giving this, Lila Rosso, Ananda, Lila Maya Vigrahayo, Himabhad Dibbat Chabishundarayo, Tasmai Mahaprima Rasa Pradayo, Chaitanya Chandraya, Namo Namaste. Telling Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahayo. Who is Ananda Lila Maya Vigraha? Gaur giving Nitai. Now, this Nityananda Prabhu came. He is starting this Ananda Lila Maya Lila distributing. Sachidananda Lila. Not Krishna Lila, not Ram Lila. He is all Lila Shaktis. All Lila he is now manifesting. Very easily distributing. People is very greedy. You giving Tattagayan, sadhana, austerity, not possible. Ekadashi fasting, not possible following. night time not sleeping, not possible. But Nityananda Prabhu with his Lila, so it is all are is observed, involved, continue, morning, evening. They are asking, how you a small kid, how you know everything? And Nityananda Prabhu, all followers, everybody is qualified and trained. This Nityananda Shakti Chit, Sandini Shakti. Their heart is manifesting all Lila. They are all player. Like Maharaj, I am telling, Sugriv, Jamavan, Angad, Bali, not only Vibhishan, Hanuman, everybody come. Utai Nitai. Therefore, telling the others, Gopala, Chosati Mahanto, Ashtakobira, Sara Goswami, all are came with Nitai. Now, Nitai is playing and going, not you thinking, these places, only nearby his house. He is going far away. Oh, very, very far. There is starting Ramlila. Look you, before is coming his movie, Ramlila, Krishna Lila, people is how is greedy. All time looking and thinking. All caste, religion, everybody now is very reading and looking, then very happy. So Nityai direct is giving connection and relation with this eternal holy dham, holy lila. Otherwise, Jada Lila, Jada Dham, own house, own mother, father, baby, children, brother, sister, yeah, relatives, which is all are playing and all life is contaminated and doing many things wrong. Why? They have no eternal power. So Nityananda Prabhu giving this Lila Shakti, this connection. And that time, people is automatically chanting Ram Ram, Sitaram. And Krishna Lila looking, they are all playing. How Nityananda Prabhu crying, you know, this gopis are Okura stealing Krishna, Vrindavan, Nandagrava to Mathura. Then Nityananda Prabhu, this separation is crying, how many months, senseless. All children within Nityananda Prabhu only crying. They are not eating food stuff. They have no sense. Then asking, why crying? Anybody coming and looking and touching them, they are also crying. The separation comes, they are inside. This is called Nitya Ananda, eternal relationship, who giving? Where from this flow coming? I am telling, hey, you do this, nobody following. Why? I have no relation. I am telling, hey, don't do wrong. Don't tell lie. Don't waste your time. Nobody following. But Nitai telling not only, they starting this Lila, but Lila Shakti with this, everybody involved now. Automatic following. Some think example, like giving Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Ram Lila time, the Shakti is throwing, then is Lakshman is senseless. So Nitai is senseless. At time all are crying, Nitai is dying. Nitai death. Then all parents and family all come, all villagers come. What happened? Living before, he died before, anything telling yes. What? Oh, one boy, you are Hanuman. Shakti is coming and you going jumping and Gandhamadan bringing medicine, smoke, and nose is giving me, smelling, I am getting life. Oh, this. Then, who is Hanuman? So, this boy. You are Hanuman? Yes. He is jumping now. He is bringing Gandhamadan. How come this? Shakti. So, this Lila Shakti, how is continue going? They are telling Guru Shakti. Just now, few days before, all I explaining is Swami Prabhupada for. Many preachers preaching, nobody accepting. What he is giving? He is giving this Shakti, power. Then all are is powerful or to automatic following his footstep. Automatic chanting Harinam, automatic following Ekadasi, automatic following this Bhakti program. So any guru, any acharya, any scholar, they have no relation and connection with his Nitai. Then Nityananda, it is not relation, then what they giving? Jolananda, Bhogananda, Mokshananda, they are not giving this bhakti rasa. Not possible. To nityai sandini shakti. Balde prabhu, nityan prabhu, expansion. Direct expansion. They as a choice, they everything possible giving. To nityai is come. First time he is starting. Like, Gurudev for all are praying. Sri Krishna lila kathane sudukshan. Odarja madhurcha gunasya yuktam. Baram varanyam purusham mahantam. Narayantam sirsa namami. So this Krishna lila, Gurudev going everywhere. This Ram lila, Krishna lila, Harikatha with this is distributing and preaching. So nityai first born, get birth, that day too is starting. Mahaprabhu starting other that way. Mahaprabhu starting, okay, school opening, teaching people, but nobody. Oh, the all are learned, then Mahaprabhu against. Insulting. But anybody insulting Nityai? You are hearing anytime? Nityai, one place is only Ramchandra Khan, he is against of Nityai. Otherwise, nobody. Also, why not Nityai giving punishment? He is also giving, he is against of Haridas Thakur. Therefore, Nityai say, Vaishnava Aparadhi, I cannot give him bless. Otherwise, Nityai, everybody, thief come, dakait come. One day come, two day come, third day come, Nityai, not giving one darshan, giving darshan, Sitaram, Ram Lakshman. After some time, Krishna Baldev. They're surprised. Oh, Nityai, you near young boys, very nice. Night time, all are looking, they are giving guard you. Then they say, yes. What do you like? Oh, I like these two boys, meeting with them. Who are you? Say, I am Dakait. I am Badma, Sardar. I try to stealing your all wealth. But all time you have guard. They are protecting you. Many, many soldiers, army, say, you are very lucky. You are meeting with this Ram Lakshman? Say, yes. Then say, okay, I am now giving their eternal service you. They change. 1 minute change. No sadhana, no bhajan, no bhakti. Jagai Mata is not doing any bhakti. Not doing any sadhana. One day, Jagai Mata is asking, Nityai, Mahaprabhu is near, Nityananda Prabhu is near, came. Oh, you giving all mercy. Now all are chanting, all are serving, everything doing, but not feeling well. Burning, heart burned. How can cooling? Then Mahaprabhu is saying, go, Nityai is near, not telling him his followers, you serving, pleasing. They are kindly. Nityananda Prabhu, all mercy stories, all Vaishnavas near. They are near to you collecting. So Nityananda Prabhu's glory is, how I am explaining. Look, this, all village, everybody within Nityananda Prabhu. Now, Sannyasi one came, what say? His father, Halai Pandit, serving nicely, feeding, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, staying. And after 1 day telling, you give me some bhiksha? Say, yes, why not? Anything you needed? Say, I need something. You giving a promise? So, Bali Maharaj and Bamandev near is this is discussion going that time, Svetya Yuga. What, Kali Yuga, I am not like Bali Maharaj. Say, no. You giving, I am something telling, I am not taking your everything. I am taking only little things. Very clever, sannyasi. You know sannyasi, how is clever? They like noodles. Cooking, you going inside, and after everything, making garland. Flower inside going, and 1-2 flower, not 1,000 flower, which is making garland also. So all jiva's heart is there, making equal one. And offering Krishna. So sannyasi, very clever, telling, I am only praying you near one thing. What? I am going all holy dham, holy tirtha. You are giving one thing. What? You are this son. Then he is senseless. fainting, unconscious. But villagers say, don't giving. Everybody tell don't giving. But Hari Pandit is saying, what can I do? I promise. Not giving, then I will be liar. God gift, Krishna giving me this son. Now, Krishna is taking my son this way, that way. Then, his going time, all village like following Ramchandra, Banabas time, all are following him. Going, say all are going with his sannyasi. Going village left and going outside. And there Nita is telling, okay, here stopping. I am giving you something. Then Nita is giving this Bakarai Bankim Rai. He will be your son. Who is Bankim Rai? Lord Krishna himself. Giving Bankim Rai. He is serving in you, following in you, helping in you, everything. So therefore tell Nita is Karuna Habe, Braja Radha Krishna Pabe. Dharanitai Charana Dukhani. Gantanru, they giving Bankim Rai, they are continuing with his Bankim Rai and serving and feeding and he is feeling. Nitya is gone, all holy tirtha. Why? Mahaprabhu going, coming. Before Mahaprabhu, he is going everywhere. He is coming this Vrindavan also. After his Mahaprabhu sannyas, time he is with him. After his Jagannath Puri, all time going. But you know how is Mahaprabhu with his sannyas after going? Going time, he Mahaprabhu danda. Mahaprabhu saying, you taking this danda, you little saving my danda, I am coming for bhiksha. Why? Nityananda telling, oh, you are not sannyasi. All are bhiksha arranging and giving in you. No, you sannyasi, you going bhiksha for. You bringing and feeding us. Very tricky. Then sending Mahaprabhu bhiksha for. Mahaprabhu can bhiksha is danda is, Nitya is near. Nityananda breaking three pieces and throwing. Now Mahaprabhu came, bhiksha to, lot of bhiksha. Say, take. Then, telling, how are my danda? Say, you are dancing, singing, you forget everything. When you are senseless and fallen, your danda, not carrying in your weight. His three pieces broken. Then broken pieces, only bamboo stick, what I'm doing, I'm throwing. Then say, okay, I have only sannyasis, one danda, Narayan Swarup, Bhagavat Swarup. That one also you throwing, breaking. Okay, no relation with you more. You like you go fast, other I am going fast. No relation. Go. Then say, okay, you go fast. Then Mahaprabhu gone fast. Nitya is come late. When Mahaprabhu is senseless, Sarvam Pandit house, Nitya is late come. Nitya is gone entire in the Jagannath temple. And jumping, Baladev Prabhu is near his necklace, garland, he's taking out and wearing. All are not possible, thousand, there is Panda. Not possible there, stopping him. He can't care anybody. They say, before one sannyasi come, he's also like he's mad. This is full mad, but lion, mad elephant. How much power, how much strength. He can care anybody. After, he's asking, oh, where is the sannyasi? Then Sarvam Pandit house, gone Sarvam Pandit house, starting this kirtan, big kirtan, then Mahaprabhu senses come. After Nityananda Prabhu's for giving Mahaprabhu order, you go back, you preaching, and you helping all jivas, all our responsibility I give you. Before Nityananda Prabhu, independently, not doing. Mahaprabhu telling, suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas. Amar agya sarvatra karo prakas. Jaha ghare ghare mangai bhikya. Bala Krishna, bhaja Krishna, kara Krishna shikya. Also Mahaprabhu giving order. Amar agya guru hiya tarai desh. Jareka tareka Krishna upadesh. Every year go preaching and I am giving order. You will be guru. Take responsibility. Then Nityananda Prabhu starting program. Kirtan. Big kirtan, Odisha crossing entire Bengal, Bengal starting Kirtan. That time, Udhanadatta Thakur, this goldsmith, all rich people, everybody meeting with Nityananda Prabhu, they are getting this eternal consciousness. They are big arranging Nityananda Prabhu's singhasan and doing abhishek. And all goldsmith giving ornaments, crown, bangles, gold stick, earring, all ankle bells. How much? Now Nityananda Prabhu walking and going everywhere, more than prince, more than king. Careless, fearless. Not possible anybody disturbing. Nobody coming, changing, looking, changing, touching, changing. Kirtan, ecstasy, running, all time. Also Kirtan time, big festival. All Mahaprasad. Big. Then Nityananda Prabhu, before his Goridas Pandit, Suryadas Circle in Ambika Kalna. But now Nityananda Prabhu came. Suryadas Pandit has two daughters, Jahnava Vasudha. Very small, 7 years, 9 years. Also Jahnava, now big separation, living body. Bank of Ganga, big kirtan, and they are arranging wood and burning. Nitya is gone there. Hey, what doing? What happened? All wood is throwing, taking Jahnava, Jahnava waking and holding hand and chalo. Bas, Jahnava following. Vasudha saying, bah, my sister is going, I'm staying here. One holding right hand, one holding left hand. Both are going Nityayuti. Suryadas Pandit, Raj Pandit, he is thinking, where gone? This Pagal Abadhut Nityay came, 32 years age. More than 32, 38, like 40. Now my kids are 7 and 9 years age. He is taking, where taking? He is gone direct king near. King near gone and telling, now they are with me. I like, you give me one palace. King say, yes, you like palace, Abadhut? I give you palace. Who are giving? All town, dirty, all garbage throwing, big area, dirty lake, and all worms and germs and bad smell. So this area you are Abadhut, you go there. Nityananda Prabhu say, yes. Okay. Nitya is gone and standing and taking one straw and throwing. Telling straw meaning khad. Khad daha. Bas, daha means kunda. This dirty lake, throwing one straw, and now dirty where gone. Now, no dirty party. Now big palace, more than universal Vaikuntha. Now Suryadas Pandit came. Oh, my daughter with this union came king. King respecting guru. Suryadas Pandit saying, yes, my near came, your daughters, I don't know. Oh, Abadhut Nityayu it is. Yes. Then where now? I am showing this place. He has gone this dirty place. Garbage center. Nityayu has no dirty anything. He is 1 second. Everybody is all dirty. He is cleaning and purifying. Who? Oh, he is near. How can will be anything dirty? And now Suryadas Pandit and king come looking big palace, more than his palace, entire, they are gone looking Jahnava Vasudha. Now no kid, they are too young, very nice. Asking Suryadas Pandit, coming back? No. What do you staying here? Looking their cow, animals and servants and all opulence, everything, many things is there. Now you going there, big town, more than Porbandar, Sudamapuri and Dargapuri. There he is establishing Radha Samsundar, Radha Ananda Dulal, Radha Madhav, three deities. And now this Nityananda Dham. They are to starting big prachar. And Jahnava for giving order and Shakti. Jahnava Mata, she is also expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. They are to starting praja. That time, all the others, Gopal, Sushti, Manta, all are meeting with him. He, many, many persons, like Jiva Goswami, like Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, is sending Vrindavan. But himself, he's starting prachar. Continue doing prachar. All holy dham. Nityan Bruce, many Vasudha, Janava has no children, but Vasudha has many sons is born. Inviting Abhiram Thakur, this festival time, Abhiram Thakur are coming and looking, and they all die. After Virchandra Prabhu appears, Nityai not inviting Abhiram Thakur. Abhiram Thakur coming and looking, he died. Then not inviting. Abhiram Thakur hearing, today is big festival. Now Nityan Prabhu has one son is born, Virchandra Prabhu. Okay, I am going. Without invitation, he is come. When he is come, all are scared. Now festival finish. Son will be die. He is very strange person. Anybody who asks him shalagram, only stone piece, no shalagram real, he is coming and shalagram is exploding. He is looking, many people doing notonki, I am Ram, I am Krishna, he is coming, they die. He is very scholar. Now he came and offering pranam, doing parikrama, Virchandra Prabhu smiling. Then he understanding, he is Vishnu also, part of Lord Vishnu. He is not ordinary. Then this festival is running very nice. So Nityan Prabhu giving mercies, Raghunandan Thakur, Kavi Karnapur Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all acharyas. So therefore telling this Ananda Kanda Nityai Chandra. Telling this Nityan Prabhu without mercy, understanding, one day every day Murari Gupta, Mukundatta, all coming and offering pranam, first is Mahaprabhu, after Nityai. One day Murari Gupta came and first offering Nityai pranam, then offering pranam Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu very happy. Say, today I am giving you everything. Why? Now you understanding. First is Nityai, Guru. Anybody, Guru's offering pranam, then offering me pranam. I am happy. Mahaprabhu glorified Nityan Prabhu many, many ways. Now, evening time, next hearing. Arati time, now Arati. Evening time, next Harikatha will be. Then all glorifying. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.